there's a issue with regard to European trade deals, and there's a plethora of trade agreements that are either in train, agreed with in ratification, or have already been ratified in the case of CETA. The difficulty with all of these is that there hasn't been a single examination on the part of the government, either individually or cumulatively, in relation to the impact on farming interests. Now, Mercosur has obviously been the highest profile with regard to the concerns around agriculture, and our message this week is quite clearly the time is running out on the Irish government to call a halt to the EU trade deal with the Mercosur countries, knowing as we do that this deal could have devastating implications for Irish agriculture. The reason we're raising concerns this week is that reports are now suggesting that the EU has gained concessions from the Mercosur countries relating to access for the European car industry, which has been the priority sector for European negotiators. And in return, we can expect that a generous offer for access to the EU market for agriculture product, including areas like beef especially, but also poultry, will undoubtedly be sought. And the fear I have is that by allowing the negotiations to reach this point without any serious level of opposition, the Irish government and Commissioner Phil Hogan, who is supposed to represent not only Ireland but also European farmers, have collectively exposed European farmers to a potentially devastating in prospect. Now, I've met and spoken to the EU Trade Commissioner, who's in charge of these negotiations, Cecilia Malmström. She's well aware of the potential impacts to agriculture, particularly the beef sector, but she has nevertheless regarded or decided to push ahead and push hard for concessions in other sectors. And her view has been to leave beef until the last stage of the negotiation. But if the Commission were actually serious about protecting beef farmers, they would have sought agreement in regard to those sectors early in the negotiations. But instead, we've seen now where an access offer of 70,000 tonnes of beef, for example, has already been made. The Commission has made no secret of the fact that they're willing to increase that offer to 100,000 tonnes of beef. And while Mercosur countries are currently looking for 200,000 tonnes of beef access, then the truth of the matter is that the figure is only likely to increase over the next number of months. The Commission have made it clear that they're on the side of the German car manufacturers, our government, while offering platitudes with regard to protecting farming, are allowing and are in the process of allowing Irish farmers to be sold out. And when you couple the current situation where we have the threat of Brexit looming large, where you already have beef farmers struggling to make ends meet, the prospect of these trade deals being implemented that are going to allow hundreds of thousands of access to beef entering the European market, this is a really, really dangerous situation, and action is required right now.
And briefly, Matt, origin, quality and traceability are key concerns here.
They are, but they're not the only concerns, because the truth of the matter is that even if Brazilian meat was up to the standard of European beef, the truth of the matter is that it can still produce it much more cheaply than, say, Irish farmers can. And the reason for that, of course, is because they operate very much in factory settings and they operate on a huge scale and they don't have the same costs. They don't have to meet the same standards in relation to animal safety or environmental regulations that Irish and European farmers need to make up. So the truth of the matter is that 100,000 tonnes of Brazilian beef coming into Europe, even if it met the highest quality standards in the world, wouldn't alleviate the concerns that we have, because our number one concerns are for the future of the family farm network, knowing as we do that without that family farm network, many of the towns and villages across the regions of Ireland will lose the nearest thing that they have to an industry. So this isn't about, and I've listened to some politicians try and talk about the standards, and while absolutely it's important that we ensure that whoever we do trade deals with are operating to the standards that we expect our own farmers to adhere to, the truth of the matter is that access is actually the big issue here. We don't want 100,000 tonnes of Brazilian beef entering the EU market, because we know that there's a very strong likelihood that that will displace a substantial amount of Irish beef and further force pressure on the prices that farmers are already receiving.
Matt, that's spot on. Thanks a million for that.
Sorry, thanks a million.
Thanks for calling back, Matt.
Apologies for the mess in there.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye now.